This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side, where I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855, don't listen, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, is that right?
Yeah, there you go.
732-5563. And yeah, and I do so much. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and all that other fun stuff. Now, Michael Hauser will join me at the bottom of the hour. I got all excited. I jumped the gun. But he will. He'll join me at the bottom of the hour. I got a lot to go over with him. God, I'm dying to hear what he had to say about last night. Not that I really care. what he said about last night. Okay, real quick. I love this story. It's a short story, but I love it anyway. The school in Sydney, Australia has implemented a no clapping rule. Now, like I said to you, it doesn't take long for that stuff to end up coming here. You're going to have a bunch of academics sitting around the table, and they're going to be going, hey, did you hear what they did over in Sydney? And this is why they did it? And okay, well, we should do the same thing. It's just dumber than dumb. So, local newspaper is reporting that the Eleanora Heights Public School, they introduced a change in its July 18th newsletter with a piece titled, Did You Know That Our School Has Adopted Silent Cheers at Assemblies? Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in. Yeah, because we can't make any noise. Makes everybody nervous or something. I don't even know. Now, teachers will be the ones to initiate the silent cheer, which is promoted as a great way to expend children's energy and reduce fidgeting. Wow. So by keeping them from clapping and burning off some energy, it helps them burn off energy? The newsletter goes on to explain that this practice has been adopted to respect members of our school community who are sensitive to noise. That's why God gave you these. I know you can't see it's radio. Take your fingers, shove them in the holes that are on either side of your head. If it's that uncomfortable, give them earplugs if they're that uncomfortable. The majority of the kids, again, are not sensitive to noise. And cheering is a good thing. It promotes positive feelings. What? The newsletter goes on to explain that this practice has been adopted to respect members of our school community who are sensitive to noise. A spokesman for the New South Wales Education Department, he points out that the new policy was instituted to minimize the discomfort to a teacher with a hearing disability and causes acute sensitivity to loud noises. Okay. Again, I say, hearing aid, right? Or earplugs. Or cotton balls. Or wear a helmet. Earmuffs if you're on one of the cold coasts. He also says that the practice will be observed during occasional assemblies. But at other school events, there are no restrictions on clapping and cheering. Oh, thank God that at football, they'll still be allowed to cheer on their team. Although, They don't have football. They have soccer, right?
They call it football.
I know they do. What's wrong with those people? They shouldn't be calling it football, because it ain't. Oh, excuse me, it's not. Let me see what else I got up here. All right, so the other thing I want to play, I love it when I have some open time because I can get rid of all these wonderful stories that you send me during the week. The ones I normally can't get to. Now, I think I've played this one in years gone by or months gone by, but, you know, we did the microaggression story of the night, and I meant to do the go-along audio piece with it. I'll do that now. And we'll still have some fun with it. I guarantee it. So what is it?
Let's see. Now, if a man says to a woman, I love you.
Now, we all know this is Jesse Waters. He's out on a college campus, and, you know, where microaggressions run rampant. Because young people don't know. They don't understand. So anything that might consider, feel, put you out even a little bit, they don't like. Take a listen.
Now, if a man says to a woman, I love your shoes, do you find that offensive?
Not at all. Yeah, I think that could really be taken as a microaggression.
If I tell a woman, oh, I love your shoes.
It's fine, I think.
Do you have a foot fetish?
Yes.
Don't women love...
He doesn't know what a fetish is, could you tell? I mean, seriously. You got the one woman that says, no, it's okay. This is why I said to you, we're so confused because you are. You don't know what's right or wrong either. Why don't you guys, we'll stick with the old way of doing it till you guys go work it out and let us know what you've come up with. How's that?
Like compliments?
They should. Unless they're crazy. A lot of them are.
If you see someone and you say, oh, where are you from?
That's just something that is really disproportionate.
That's just disgusting. That's terrible. Why would you want to know where somebody was from?
Where are you from?
That's just something that is really disproportionately targeting people and trying to pigeonhole them in a certain way. It might hurt someone's feelings, make them feel like...
Oh, if I hurt somebody's feelings. Are you listening to these things? You might pigeonhole some... What? I might pigeonhole somebody into thinking if I respond, I'm from Boston, oh, he's one of those guys. Yes, yeah, so what? Maybe I am. You know, these communities, whether you want to hear... I love it. It goes all the way to these people who say there's no difference between male and female. I got news for you. You are wrong. You is incorrect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Hopefully you will be too.
They don't belong in the area, so it might be a bit hurtful to them.
Are you...
Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity. Another segment of Sanity, I should say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't go far, because we have so much still to discuss here this evening. Hausman will join me in about 30 minutes. No, that's stupid. I'll be gone in 30 minutes. How's up to join me in about 10 minutes? Look, go grab the segment on microaggression the other night. And we did a whole segment. I'm always doing shows about microaggression. I love microaggressions. Bring them to me. But, if I'm confused, okay, you gotta be confused too. That's all I gotta say. I do not understand at all, in the least. I don't understand half these terminologies. If one side, not even side of the aisle, if one group feels that it's okay to compliment a woman's shoes and her clothing, and another one says no, what are we old white guys supposed to do? I'm just so curious. Help me understand.
make them feel like they don't belong in the area, so it might be a bit hurtful to them.
Are you offended when I ask you where are you from?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from India. How about you?
Oh, I've been here for a while. Do you think it's offensive if I invite someone to play golf?
It definitely could be singling out people who haven't had that experience with golf before. I mean, if everyone doesn't golf, and maybe everyone doesn't like to go to the club, then...
Who doesn't like to go to the club?
Who doesn't want to be part of a club? And going, I have met very few people who, I mean, I'm one of them. I have no interest in playing golf. I don't care. But if you want to go to the club, I don't care. You don't even have to go to a club to play golf. You can go miniature golfing. I don't mind doing that from time to time. Right? You can go to the, they have these ranges that you can go to where you can hit golf balls around, and that's not a club. That's a range. Think about the mindset here. Is if it's going to offend anybody, you shouldn't talk about it. Remember, we did a whole show. Someday I got to go find it. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were offensive. Couldn't talk about dinosaurs. Couldn't talk about birthdays. Some kids never celebrated, have never celebrated a birthday because they've never had the money to celebrate a birthday. So why wouldn't you do it in class? Take up a little collection. Teach the kids how to do for others. And start having those people celebrate birthdays and do those things in class. See, teach them. Do not teach them how to be weenies and wimps. Teach them how to be strong, giving, outgoing people. That's a good thing.
If I invited you to play golf, would you be a little offended?
She doesn't even know. Should I be? Should I be? What's the right answer here? Oh, my God.
Do
you have a problem with Christmas break?
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, you're going to get coal in your stocking.
I mean, winter break's fine. It's technically happening during winter.
I have never understood that. Why you guys have to go from zero to vulgar in no time whatsoever because you don't like something? It is definitely a product of upbringing. No question about it.
You have a problem with Christmas break?
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, you're going to get coal in your stocking.
I'm offended. Go arrest him.
I mean, winter break's fine. It's technically happening during winter.
What other holiday is around winter?
Kwanzaa.
Should they call it Kwanzaa break?
We should probably recognize a lot of holidays such as Ramadan.
Ramadan's a month long. I actually would support Ramadan break.
Are you Muslim?
No, but I'd convert just for the holidays. If you say to someone, hey, how's your girlfriend or how's your wife? UNC wants you to say, how's your spouse or how's your partner?
Well, that's just stupid.
How's your spouse? How's your partner? It's your significant other. I mean, that's probably the better way to go.
A partner is like that.
Significant other. I have a wife. I'm very happy I have a wife. I don't think, or she's never expressed this pleasure at being called a wife. And a spouse? Boy, you talk about being cold. That's cold. Partner? Yeah, I've had those in business. This is crazy. Right? Look what we're teaching these kids. If they feel, this is the problem with this generation, is their parents felt uncomfortable with the way they were disciplined, felt uncomfortable with the way they were treated, they felt uncomfortable at getting the, you know, I'm serious. I've been at elementary school meetings where they talked about not using red to mark up the papers for the kids because it made them feel bad. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Because we never want our children to feel bad. You know what? I do. I want my grandkids to feel bad when they do something bad. I want them to feel bad when they know they could have done better and they didn't try. Because that will cause them to try harder. Most of them. The ones that you pamper and let them get away with everything, no, they won't try harder. They don't have to. They lose nothing. They don't even not feel bad.
Batman and Robin.
Well, no, I mean, there's domestic partnerships.
Are you saying Batman and Robin were, how do you self-identify?
I'm queer, I'm Latina.
You're a Hispanic lesbian.
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
That was great. I'm queer and Latina. So you're a Hispanic lesbian, yes. Well, why need to say that? Why do you have to confuse us old folks all the time?
Bye.
I'm queer, I'm Latina.
You're a Hispanic lesbian.
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
What are your feelings on me?
You're an attractive human being, but you're a lot older than me, so probably not.
She couldn't even say he was an attractive man. That could be offensive. Offend me, please. Look it. I will tell you out there, you can call me an attractive man all you want to. Okay? I'm okay with man. Man suits me fine. You see the hair on my knuckles, you know, man suits me just fine. You know, and you people that are so sensitive to this stuff, that's what it is. It's stuff. Okay? It's just nuts. Grow up, get a spine, get a life, figure it out. You're not going to die over this. Okay, let's see. I got this one I'm going to do. I started going down this road with Xander, but I never really finished it. So the, and no, I do not believe for a minute that Trump did this as a token gesture. Don't buy it at all. One of the more unexpected names in the Republican National Convention was Speaker Peter Thiel. Am I saying his name right? Thiel, yeah. He's a venture capitalist, oh my God, an entrepreneur, openly gay man that he's a co-founder of PayPal. Now, he's the first outside investor and director at Facebook. He's one of the most influential names in Silicon Valley. And he's one of the few who dares to be openly not a liberal. My God. So he's affiliated with Facebook, he's affiliated with PayPal, and he's a conservative gay. Oh, that's no. Is it possible? He's a spy. He's a spy. All right, I'll be back in a minute. And I'll probably have Housen with me. Come on, pump me up for this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
All right, we're going in. Hold on.
Okay.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, there are no free rides, no matter what Edgar Winter says. I'm telling you, it doesn't work out that way. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please, please, please get involved in the conversation, whether it be here or with another show. Although I can't imagine you going anywhere else because I've got the good guests here. Always a pleasure to have you. You know, somebody asked me the night. I had Dick Morris on the other night. And I actually had somebody send me an email and go, he's still alive? That's just sad, people. You know, we don't have to agree with somebody, but come on, cut me some slack here. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now that all the craziness is gone, or I didn't think I was going to have any, I decided to reach out and have Michael Housen join me tonight to add some more excitement to the show. Michael, thanks for being with me.
You know, I'm sorry, dude. I can't talk right now. I'm Googling Edgar Winter because I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What'd you say? You broke up there.
I'm just kidding. I know who Edgar Winter is.
Yeah, that and Rolodex cards are two things that are fading fast. Yeah, it's really funny because, you know, you talk about the song Frankenstein. You know, people will hear that and go, I know that song. No, you don't. What's the name of it? I don't know, but it's a great. I know that song. No, no, you don't. You don't know the band. You don't know the song. You don't know. See, I know a little bit about music. What was that? That was the first. I can't think of the name of it. It was a keyboard that hung from your mouth, from your neck. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the name of that thing, but it was like a big deal. All of a sudden, it was off the holder. It was light enough to carry, although I'm sure it was like 500 pounds. But and he ran up and down the stage with that thing on. It was a big deal. Anyhow.
Right?
Yeah, see? You guys don't have that excitement anymore. You got these girly boy bands out there and yeah, whatever. Anyhow. So I'm not going to let you respond to any of that. You already know that, though. The last night, Thursday night, all right? Be nice now. The speech. Anything you pull out of that? Just another speech? Not a big deal? Did nothing for you? Talk to me.
Donald's speech or Ivanka's speech?
Well, last night, Donald's speech.
Okay, a couple things. Number one is I love the fact that it was so brief.
Michael, I was on the show. Every time we come back from a break, 2 hours, I kept going, he's still on. He's still talking. On. And I kept popping in and out of the speech. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? My executive producer, Christian Blatt, said that he combined his nomination and inauguration speeches together because he'll probably not have an opportunity to give the latter.
I don't agree with you, but go ahead.
Which I thought was funny. I've completely changed my opinion. I thought all the way along that the problem was too much government intervention and cronyism and federal meddling in our lives. But after listening to that speech last night, I realized it's just been the wrong people meddling pulling all the levers and pushing all the dials. You know, I'm looking right now at David French's op-ed from National Review, and he says, the GOP nominee proposes himself as the sole solution to the nation's ills. Well, if indeed that's true, if Donald Trump is the sole solution to the nation's ills, then all of us who have been individual-seeking, liberty-minded, quote, conservative, end quote, types have been wrong. If Donald Trump is going to solve all the nation's ills, we have been beating down a rabbit trail for as long as we've been on it. And he obviously and clearly suggested last night that that's exactly what he is. And he said this before, that he alone can solve.
He can come in and fix these issues, right?
Yeah, he's gonna go in, and the problem hasn't been Barack Obama thinking the government can solve problems. The problem is Barack Obama being the guy that's having the government solve problems.
Did you actually listen to his speech last night?
I listened to chunks of it. Oh. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
Because I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
But I, you know what? I think that he is just from a different part of collectivist island than Bernie Sanders is from. I mean, he is a big government guy. You know, he wants to punish businesses that don't make the decisions that he thinks are best. It's just not my cup of tea.
You mean unlike the Democrats who just want to punish businesses, period?
That's right. We're going to pick and choose the businesses to punish, as opposed to punishing them all. That's correct.
Yes. Okay. Well, I guess I'm better with one than the other. I'll put it that way. Okay. I didn't get that out of his speech. I'm not a Trump lover. I didn't like the fact that, at one point, you might be too young to remember this. I even said to my producer here, I looked over here and I said, he's sweating. That's not good. And
oh, yeah. That's Nixon.
That's
all. You know what he is? He's Buchanan 2.0, man.
I don't know if I agree with you. I think he's, it's really funny because everybody who knows him, who hangs out with him, I even know a guy that was an attorney for him for 2 years, says that he's totally, totally, totally different behind closed doors or with his buddies than he is at the podium when he talks. That's number one. Number two is, I'm sorry, and you're not going to like this. I am tired of some of you guys out there pounding at this guy, making him look like crap. The same people that were pounding on the 16 that were on stage for pounding on each other and giving the Dems something to run with. Well, let's give them something to run with, because all I'm hearing from the Democratic Party is how split we are and what a bunch of idiots we are. And we can't even back the guy that we have for president. So what I suggest we do, because we're all about saving money, let's not have an election. Since a lot of the people that are out there talking, on the radio or talking against Trump, let's just not have the election. Let's just give it to the Dems, because I'm sure we can stand another 4 years of their rule and her rule, because we know 98.5% what she's going to do. We know what the Dems would do if they have more control. You and I live in a state where the Dems have control. We see what they're doing. So let's not be optimistic. Let's not, I just don't understand this. I'm having a real hard time with some of the people I consider extremely smart and in tune, doing nothing but beating on this guy. And I have no love for him. Don't get me wrong. He's the wrong guy for the job. We had other people that could pull it off. And I think Cruz should have just put a gun to his head and blown his brains out the other night, because that's about what he did to his political career.
Okay. you kind of said a bunch of different things.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Because I go all at once. Yes.
As far as what Cruz did, if I were him, and if I were Ted Cruz, after what he said about him,
right,
about Cruz himself and his wife and his dad, I would have suggested a intimate, anatomically difficult to perform activity.
I would listen, but in all fairness, as a professional, okay, just don't go.
No, but see, here's the thing though, is that. Trump knew what the speech was several days before and invited Ted Cruz on prime time.
Right.
If you have an opportunity to go speak prime time, you do it. You know, it's funny, man, is that we've been talking about.
Now, wait a minute, We keep talking about what's righteous.
No.
Go ahead.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
We have been saying on the right for so long that we want a person that stands up for their principles, that we're tired of people folding under pressure. Bobby Jindal, Scott Walker, those guys have done the thing that we have criticized Republicans about for years. We criticized Bernie Sanders for folding. Hey, you know what? You just joined who you decried as Satan. But then Ted Cruz comes up and remains consistent. Whether you like Cruz as a person or not, and I personally, you know, he doesn't excite me. There are some very significant issues I have with Ted Cruz. That being said, he did what Republicans have been wanting. He was given an opportunity.
I don't agree with you.
Stage, prime time. He didn't come up there and say Donald Trump was a loser. He went up and said, we need a constitutionalist, vote your conscience. It's the Trumpaloompas that hear the word constitution and conscience.
I didn't have a problem with any of that. Listen, I didn't have a problem with any of that. But here's what I have a problem with. You guys keep talking about, you know, first and foremost, the bunch of babies came up here, what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, or when Trump first started, they said, you need to sign this agreement. You're not a Republican unless you sign this agreement. You need to live up. And then when he threatened to run as a third party, they got all over his case. But for them, it's okay. It's a double standard, Michael. And then not on top of that, if he was a real man, he would have got up on that. First of all, he would have either turned down the opportunity to speak, because I don't think he did himself any favors. And because I think the cruisers are just like you call the Trumpaloopers, all right? The cruisers are out there doing the same exact thing. Oh, yeah, he did a great job because he stood on his principles. Sure he did. He stepped all over stuff he promised, but he went on his principles. As far as him I would have got up there and said, look, I've not got an apology from Mr. Trump. I've not got this. I've not got that. But we as a party need to stick together. Hillary Clinton cannot be president. We're going to a break. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
All right, hold on, we're going here. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, I appreciate the time you spent with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Germany. And, it doesn't, for this conversation I'm going to have, it doesn't matter whether they were terrorists or not. People don't deserve to die like that. People don't deserve to live in fear like that. So, you know, my hearts and prayers go out to the German people. Whether they let the refugees in or not, my hearts and prayers still go out to them. That shouldn't happen to any family. And I hope the police find the guy. And, frankly, I hope he puts up a fight, because I think there was more than one, but that's just me. I hope they put up a fight, and I hope they all get wiped out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Hausman joins me, as he does every week. And I always enjoy having him on the show with me. Michael, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
You know, hey, by the way, Shepard Smith said earlier, who names their kid Shepard? Anyway, you got to be really, 2-3 glasses of whiskey going, hey, I got a name for him. Anyway, he came out right away and said, now, let's not jump to conclusions. This is not an act of terrorism. I'm thinking, are you serious?
Why would... apparently, the guy's got dual Iranian-German citizenship.
Yes, correct. Isn't that great?
I did not know that there were Presbyterians in Iran. I just didn't. Because that was my, I heard about this. Okay, some guy is shooting a bunch of people and a pup. Probably the freaking Presbyterian. My parents, by the way, were in Munich 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
In downtown Munich, yeah.
You know what I thought was kind of funny, and I'm not trying to, you know, take off from what we were talking about, but they made a big deal about how big this mall was. And I got the biggest kick out of it because they're shooting pictures of it. You know, it's two stories with a whole bunch of stores. I'm thinking, my God, they've never been to the Galleria down here in Sherman Oaks. What is it, like 6 stories, 7,000 stores, and you need 3 days to go through it? Or the Mall of America? You ever been to the Mall of America?
I have. My brother doesn't live too far from there. I've been there several times.
You talk about a place where damage could be done. I mean, our malls could be a nightmare for security, for cops, and to keep tight.
Yeah, I had Charles C.W. Cook from National Review on a couple weeks ago. We were talking about that, and he was just saying, you know, the question in the United States and other place, thinking about so-called soft targets, is not that it happens, but frankly, why it hasn't happened so much more than it has, because it's so easy. It really is.
How about the question of the hour? Do you think some of it has to do with they know that Americans carry guns?
And that they're doing it overseas instead?
I don't. Well, why we're not hit so much here? I mean, we're hit here, obviously. You know, but
no.
But,
I just think it's. I think it's. I just think it's easier. The influx of refugees is greater. So whatever tiny little percentage of refugees are the radical, committed types, it's more likely that they're going to be there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Hillary's looking to bring more in, so we can look forward to what's going on. That's what we should do, is we should be looking at what's going on over there right now and saying, hey, let's take some pointers, because if she gets in, we're going to need this kind of information.
Right. Yep.
So anyhow, I am, Michael, I know everybody's kind of on the, you know, on the, well, Trump shouldn't be in there. I am really concerned that if the Dems get in and they get one of the houses back, yeah, you will not recognize this country in 4 years. I'm tired of people telling, well, we can stand against them. No, we can't, because we haven't, and frankly, we won't. We will hit the fetal position like we always do when they're in there and they have control.
Yeah, I get it. And that aspect to me is the only thing that keeps me from going full never Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, set aside Hillary, the idea that this guy is a candidate for president from any party is disgusting to me, mm-hmm, and horrifying and embarrassing. That he's a Republican seriously has made me think, you know what, I can't be a part of this party any longer. On the other hand, as big of a, well, I'm not going to use the words,
okay,
opposed to the various different things that I strongly hold, Hillary is, you know, arguably worse. Now, I have friends that make the point that they would prefer Hillary to Donald. Because if you give me the, well, at least we know what Hillary's going to do and Donald might be, I can then counter with the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Well, if the devil I know says, I will chop off your head, and the devil I don't know says, well, there's a good chance I might be let the people in that might, could, sort of, might, maybe cut your head off. I'll tell you what. I'll take the might, sort of, maybe. I got a fighting chance.
And that's
there.
Absolutely. That is an extraordinarily compelling point.
Now.
No question. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your guy. Imagine the scene. 7 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time.
You're not going to do 3 o'clock, 3 a.m.? And the phone rings, no. You're not going to do that one? Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that one. 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, there's a double espresso. There's some donuts. There's some other, you know, some bacon spread out. The strategy team is there. And it's like, all right, guys, what's the plan today? You're now the nominee. What's the first item on the agenda? What do you guys think? Well, why don't we talk about Rafael Cruz and go after Ted Cruz some more as kind of our first shot out of the gun. All right, that's perfect. You know what? That's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the guy that's the loser.
Right.
We need to talk about
you.
The guy.
I know where you're going.
That's what we should do.
I don't agree. Listen, I don't agree with a lot of his tactics, but I don't want to take the fringe. It's like everybody harped on the five businesses that went, you know, belly up and did bankruptcy. They didn't say anything about the 185 other companies that he had that did well, that do well. They don't say anything else. It's just like the joke. Did you see the meme going around? And they say, you know, it says it has a picture of Ivanka and what's Hillary's daughter's name?
Chelsea.
You notice I didn't say Bill's daughter. I said Hillary's. Anyway, so they have a picture of Ivanka and a picture of Chelsea up there. And they say, isn't it interesting that they always ask Ivanka about how her dad treats women, and they never ask Chelsea if she has a problem with how her dad treats women. It's how we treat the two of them. He treats people well. In his companies, I've heard from many, he treats people well. And we're just buying into everything the mainstream media is saying or not saying. That's what he puts it. Let's go with your pal, Gary Johnson. Who?
You know, you just straw-manned me there. I wouldn't say Gary Johnson is my pal.
You're a libertarian. I'm just saying, he's with your club, right?
He is the candidate for the Libertarian Party, and I draw a very strong distinction between libertarianism and the Libertarian Party.
Okay, fair enough.
That being said, if I had the choice to pick between Donald, Gary, or Hillary as president, I would choose Gary with literally not a second's hesitation.
Well, you just went from my friend list to my acquaintance list, because he's another one who came up in an interview the other day, and he said that this issue with ISIS is being blown out of proportion, and they are not the threat that the right would lead you to believe they are. And I'm thinking, I do not want him anywhere near the football.
Okay, well, the football's off the table. It's never going to get used. Set that aside. Okay,
I don't know. You got Hillary going in. I don't know.
That is a legitimate point right there. That is. But if you look at the list of Americans, what's the number one most important issue to Americans? It's the economy, stupid.
Yes.
And who do you want taking his hands off the levers of the American economy? Donald Trump, who's going to punish you with consequences if you decide to put your business offshore, or Gary Johnson, who's like, you know what, build it.
I want you to bring the money back. Listen.
What was Burger King's thing? Build it the way you like it.
Have it your way. Yeah.
That should be the federal government's approach to business.
But, Michael, from a business standpoint, the only reason that businesses don't bring their money back here is because they get, A, regulated to death, they get taxed to death, and it's very hard for them to do business. Look at California is a microcosm of what the rest of this country would look like if the Dems had control. And you know what it's like to do business in this state. We both do. So take that into a bigger, bigger national setup, if you would. And the way I look at things is like this. Take the regulations off the table. Not all of them. We need to have some because we have idiots out there that run companies. But, you know, you take the crazy regulations off the table. You give businesses a reason to come back here and do business. But if they still decide to stay offshore, like GE does with most of its work, I mean, think of the dollars that could be coming to this country if we could get those guys to come back here. You know,
that's the wrong motivation. The motivation should be to build a platform and a playing field for Messina to build a business however he would like it. If Messina, for whatever reason, wants to put his manufacturing plant in Zihuatanejo, or in Des Moines, or in Shenzhen, or wherever, all power to you, man. Why is it the government's business to pick and choose where Messina should decide to put his business?
I do not have a problem with that. I do.
And Trump just said, yes, it's one thing to build an infrastructure and an environment and a regulatory and a tax environment where businesses would be foolish to leave, where businesses elsewhere want to come to. It's another thing to lean forward to Carrier and say, if you're going to build a manufacturing plant offshore, we're going to tax the crap out of you
for bringing the stuff back up here and selling it here and not using American workers. I can get behind that, but we're done. You got to tell people where they can get a hold of you.
Get a hold of me. My radio show is Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. at houserules.us is the best place to find that. Yeah. Houserules.us, House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook. or at MP House on Twitter.
Don't hang up. I want to talk to you after the show here. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Have a safe weekend.